Teachers are always looking for new ways to encourage students to write. In Houston, they're doing it by giving cameras to 5th and 6th graders. The kids are asked to take pictures of themselves, their families, their neighborhoods, and then to use those photographs as catalysts for daily writing assignments. Teachers and principals in the 5 Houston elementary schools where the Literacy Through Photography program is underway say it has been revolutionary. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
J.R. Harris Elementary School in Houston is a small brick building with dilapidated trailer classrooms in the back. Harris is certainly not located on the right side of the tracks. The school is in a rather run-down industrial area, surrounded by train tracks and auto shops. Right next door is a chemical plant, its smokestacks striped orange and white tower into the air. The children here are mostly poor and working class. The vast majority are Hispanic, lots of first and second generation Americans. Harris seems an unlikely place to discover an innovative learning experiment in progress. Mrs. Reese's 5th grade class sit at large rectangular tables, 4 to a table, facing each other. Spread out in front of them are photographs the students took of their families. You can tell the students already consider themselves well qualified to pass judgment on each other's photographs.
How about yours now?
There's your dad, there's you, and there's your mom.
Yeah, but you could have put it more like in the middle. You should have put it more in the middle.
But that wasn't his. He didn't take the picture.
Oh, yeah, you did it right. Who took it?
She needs training lessons.
After Mrs. Reese gets everyone quieted down, they get a writing assignment.
And the first thing we're going to do, of course, is a brain drain. So get ready for your brain drain, please.
The brain drain is 4 minutes of uninterrupted writing. Whatever is in their head on the topic, this week it's their families.
I love them a lot, and I know they love me too. Even though sometimes I get mad at them or they get mad at me, we still love each other, and that's what matters. My family is the best family I could wish for in the world.
The class is part of a program called Literacy Through Photography. At the beginning of the year, every 5th grader is given a camera with a zoom lens and taught how to use it.
I want you to choose your very, very favorite. I know it's hard to do. I want you to choose just one that when you look at that, you say, wow, I love this photograph.
Although she's only been teaching for 6 years, Camille Reese moves around her classroom with lots of confidence. Holding their carefully chosen photograph in front of them, every eye follows Reese around the room as she prepares to give them their next assignment.
And then open up in your journals to a page where you can write some things about that picture. You don't need very much room because we're just going to write our first impressions. Does anyone know what a first impression is? It doesn't necessarily.
Soon everybody is writing in their journals their first impressions of their favorite family photograph. Reese moves from one table to the other, pointing to various photos, making comments about focus and composition, both in their writing and snapshots. 11-year-old Daisy Lee Camarillo says she and her classmates love using the cameras.
When you take pictures of it, it makes it more exciting for what you're going to write about it. You could write different stories about it. But when you don't have the pictures, it seems kind of boring.
Literacy Through Photography is the brainchild of Fred Baldwin, who lives and works in Houston. Baldwin and his partner Wendy Watrous are the founders of PhotoFest, an exhibition every 2 years of the world's best emerging talent in photography. All of the cameras are being provided free by Canon, the film and developing by Fuji. Photographer Fred Baldwin says the children are learning how to connect their emotions to their writing.
They work in groups, they compare notes, they discover things from each other, and they are the heroes of their own dramas, and that's what makes it work.
While there is bitter and ongoing debate about what is the best way to teach reading, that's not the case when it comes to teaching writing. Standardized methods, the most popular of which is called writing process approach, are widely accepted as effective. Learning through photography is designed to enhance the standard methods, not replace them. The aim is to connect the students and their lives to the process of writing. Teacher Camille Reese says that at the beginning of the year, she was wary that literacy through photography was simply the latest dumb gimmick. Now, after 3 months, she gives rave reviews.
Getting the kids to write is a struggle. It's always a struggle. And with this program, the students are so excited not only to be using the cameras, but then to see them come back to the classroom and cannot wait to start writing. It's just an overwhelming feeling.
Literacy experts advise caution and study when it comes to new programs and new approaches to learning, like literacy through photography. Reggie Rautman is the author of Literacy at the Crossroads.
I like the notion that it's hands-on. I do think a picture is worth 1,000 words, but at some point there has to be some kind of data or evaluation. It can't just be, oh, isn't this a wonderful program and the kids are having a great time. The bottom line has to be, is their writing improving?
The Houston Independent School District has tracked the students who have participated in the program in the first 5 years. Last year, 81% of the literacy through photography students passed the state's mandated writing test for seventh graders. That compared to 46% of other students. The first official study of the program by researchers from the University of Texas begins next month, but the schools seem to like it. Cunningham Elementary School principal Suzanne Sutherland says she's watched the program change the way her teachers relate to and talk about their students.
When you would hear teachers talk about students, it was in a manner of, well, they could if they wanted to. They could do the work. They could, you know, come in on time, that kind of thing. Since PhotoFest has been here and the teachers have actually gotten to have a glimpse of these children's lives away from the school, it's made them much more understanding.
The teachers themselves tell stories about seeing photos of empty apartments with cardboard boxes for furniture and bedding, of a picture of a front door with a handgun hanging on a nail next to it, of living quarters so chaotic that the teacher finally understood why homework was always missing. In learning through photography, emphasis is placed on doing second and third drafts and on producing a flawless, finished product. And the children's work is published in the local newspaper and in a yearly anthology. It's put on display in Houston museums. But the teachers say the best moments come at the end of each semester when the students display their work. On the day the posters go up, many kids stand like proud artists at their first museum exhibition, explaining to the many curious eyes from the lower grades all about his or her artistic intentions. Learning through photography is in 5 Houston elementary schools at present. 6 more will be added next
Lily,
semester.
Who does not have a camera? Raise your hand.
I don't.
Back in Mrs. Reese's classroom, Mrs. Reese is passing out the cameras for the next photo shoot.
Is anyone going to run with their camera?
No.
I knew it. Another thing, do we need the flash outside?
No.
Why not?
The students' eyes sparkle as they grab their cameras. Mrs. Reese looks over and grins. She knows it's all just grist for the mill. The next writing assignment is on neighborhoods. I'm Wade Goodwin reporting.